foolishness and lies abound. This is the LifeSpring Family Audio Bible coming to you from Riverside, California. Podcasting since 2004, I'm your OG Godcaster, Steve Webb. Thank you for inviting me to spend some time with you today. This is the daily show where we're reading through the entire Bible in a year. Today, we're going to read Proverbs chapter 19. I'll have some comments after the reading, and I'm calling today's episode, Justice. The show notes page for today's episode is at lifespringmedia.com/S12E232. My email address is steve@lifespringmedia.com. Shall we get started? Proverbs chapter 19. It is better to be poor and honest than to be a liar and a fool. Being excited about something is not enough. You must also know what you're doing. Don't rush into something or you might do it wrong. People ruin their lives with the foolish things they do, and then they blame the Lord for it. Wealth will bring you many friends, but become poor and your friends will leave you. A witness who lies will be punished. That liar will not escape. Many people are nice to a generous person. Everyone wants to be friends with someone who gives gifts. If you are poor, your family will turn against you, and your friends will avoid you even more. You might beg them for help, but no one will come to help you. Be a friend to yourself. Do all you can to be wise. Try hard to understand, and you will be rewarded. A witness who lies will be punished. That liar will be destroyed. A fool should not be rich, and a slave should not rule over princes. Experience makes you more patient, and you are most patient when you ignore results. The shouts of an angry king are like a roaring lion, but his kind words are like a gentle rain falling softly on the grass. A foolish son brings a flood of troubles to his father, and a complaining wife is like the constant dripping of water. People receive houses and money from their parents, but a good wife is a gift from the Lord. Laziness brings on sleep, and an appetite for rest brings on hunger. Obey the law and live, ignore it and die. Giving help to the poor is like loaning money to the Lord. He will pay you back for your kindness. Discipline your children while there is still hope. Avoiding it can be deadly. People who are quick to become angry must pay the price. Protect them from punishment, and they become worse. Listen to advice and accept discipline. Then you too will become wise. People might make many plans, but what the Lord says is what will happen. People want a friend they can trust. It is better to be poor than to be a liar. Respect the Lord, and you will have a good life. One that is satisfying and free from trouble. Some people are too lazy to take care of themselves. They will not even lift the food from their plate to their mouth. Punish a rude, arrogant person, and even slow learners will become wiser. But just a little correction is enough to teach a person who has understanding. Those who would steal from their father and chase away their mother are disgusting, shameful people. My son, if you stop listening to instructions, you will keep making stupid mistakes. Using a criminal as a witness makes a joke of justice. People like that only want to do wrong. People who show no respect for anything must be brought to justice. You must punish such fools.
Well, I have to tell you, it's hard to avoid zeroing in on the topic of foolishness in this chapter, especially considering the shape of happenings around the world and right here in the good old U.S. of A. Foolishness abounds, wouldn't you agree? I'm talking about foolishness as described in the Bible, by the way. How does Scripture characterize it? Well, let me quote gotquestions.org. Often in Scripture, a fool is associated with wickedness and a direct denial of God. Because God has infinite wisdom, the person who neglects God will naturally miss out on wisdom. He will become a fool. A fool is anyone who does not follow the warnings and commands of God. A fool lacks wisdom, has no concern for others, does not desire to avoid sin, and brags about his sinful actions. The scripture is clear. We are to avoid living as a fool. Rather, we are to fear the Lord, walk in His wisdom, and follow His ways. We know that, quote, those who walk in wisdom are kept safe, unquote. That's from Proverbs 28:26. Beloved, when we consider politicians whose corruption brings them riches, Proverbs 19:1 shines. Here it is again. It's better to be poor and honest than to be a liar and a fool. Of course, not all politicians are corrupt or foolish, but it's hard to imagine that the percentage of honest and wise politicians has ever been lower. It seems as if corruption is at an all-time high, doesn't it? And why shouldn't it be? God has been pushed out of most of public life, and God is the source of wisdom and truth, right? Ergo, foolishness and lies abound. You might be saying, well, Steve, it looks like corruption and lying are winning. There doesn't seem to be any consequences for these people. There's hardly even any integrity in the courts anymore. Well, yes, it can seem that way, but don't think that God doesn't see what is going on. He sees, He knows, and He will repay. What we must do is continue to pray for justice. Yes, we should pray for people to turn from their wicked ways and turn to Him, but for those that refuse, we should pray that justice would prevail. There's nothing wrong with praying that those who want our destruction should themselves be destroyed. David did that. But make no mistake, I'm not saying their destruction should come by human hands. Don't misunderstand me. I'm in no way whatsoever advocating that any person take any destructive or violent action. Is that clear? If not, rewind and listen again. But we can turn them over to God, in whose hands they already are, whether or not they want to admit it. He is the ultimate judge, after all. I'd love to hear your comments. Go to lifespringmedia.com/S12E232. Scroll to the bottom of the page where you'll find a box where you can put your comments in. I do want to hear from you, and I do respond. Tomorrow we're going to read Hosea 1 through 7.
Boost!
If you like what you hear on the LifeSpring Family Audio Bible, it would be great if you would donate time, talent, or treasure. If you'd like to donate treasure, go to lifespringmedia.com/support. Take a look at that page, think about it, pray about it, and then ask what the Lord would have you do, and then do it. If you'd like to donate time or talent, I have two needs right now. I need somebody who will edit the transcripts. I have a service that I use that uses AI, which is not all that intelligent. And so that takes some time to do, but it sure would be a help. And I need somebody who will help create art for the chapters that you see in your Podcasting 2.0-enabled podcast app. You'll notice the last couple of episodes, there has been different art for each chapter, but if you have talent in that direction, let me know. In either case, if you want to do transcripts or chapter art, please write to me at steve@lifespringmedia.com. I'll get you set up. On this date in church history, April 21st, 1632, at a conference in Dordrecht, Holland, the Dutch Mennonites adopted a confession of faith, which became known as the Dordrecht Confession of Faith. Let's pray. Our Father in heaven, Lord, help us to gain wisdom. Help us to be wise and not foolish. And as we continue to pray for people in positions of authority, Lord, speak to their hearts, give them wisdom. And for those who are against you, we pray that they would respond to the gospel. And if they will not, we ask you to remove them according to your will. There's nothing that you cannot do, and you are sovereign. But I ask again that you would forgive us for abrogating our responsibility to be salt and light to the world. Holy Spirit, make us the people you want us to be. Make us bold that we would stand against the foolish things of this world. Give us opportunities, Lord, and strengthen us. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. If you've got prayer requests or praises, please go to prayer.lifespringmedia.com. I would love to hear from you. comment on the show at lifespringmedia.com/S12E232. Email me at steve@lifespringmedia.com. And I want to thank Sean of San Pedro for doing the chapters for every episode. He also edited the transcript for episode 230, I think it was, but I still need someone who will donate time for other episodes. And thanks to Kirsty for putting the newsletter together each week. You can sign up for the newsletter at news.lifespringmedia.com. Your email is safe with me. I will not share it. I will not sell it. I'm not going to let anybody even see it. Both Sean and Kirsty are donating time and talent, and I'm so thankful for their help. Support the show with time, talent, or treasure. You can donate treasure at lifespringmedia.com/support. Until tomorrow, may God bless you richly. Thank you for sharing your day with me. My name is Steve Webb. Be bold. Bye.